Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Smarty, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Well, I just got this email, and I'm trying to contact some restaurant owners. And I mean, this is hot off the presses right here. Red, white, and blue background. As restaurants and taverns open August 14th, 2 days from now. I'm good at this. Today's the 12th. That would make Friday the 14th. Yeah. As restaurants and taverns open August 14th, the restaurant revolution is setting the industry standard for the safety of our valued guests and customers and staff. 6 feet distancing or physical barriers. Heightened levels of cleaning and disinfecting. Follow all CDC guidelines. Be safe, have fun, and support small businesses. Now, if I read between the lines on this, and I'm just reading this for the first time, it would suggest that they are taking on the governor here, and I fully support the restaurant and tavern owners. They're taking on the governor here, and they're saying, my man, we're going to follow all the CDC rules and guidelines. We're going to be safe. But we ain't going to listen to the 25% rule, which says I can't have my bar or restaurant at more than 25% capacity, including my employees. If I do that, I die. I go bankrupt. I end up in a tent downtown under a bridge. Right smack dab in the middle of this, Joe Tambellini has been outspoken from the start. Good morning, Mr. Tambellini. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. Great. How are you?
Your folks, looks like they sent this out. This is bold.
Yeah, it's going, so that went to the Restaurant Revolution. That's going to all the associations across Pennsylvania. You just have to take a stand. I mean, all we want is to be treated like all the other businesses. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, it's not unreasonable. That's all. It's just not. It's not an unreasonable thing. We're sitting here at 25%. It's been 25%. Everybody's complied. Everybody that's been checked by the task force, has been in passing with flying colors. Everybody's been in compliance. It's time to open it up. I mean, it's you know a little bit more. We're not saying we're going rogue. We're not endorsing going rogue. We're endorsing 6 feet and or physical barriers. Places are chopped up differently. Places with a lot of booths. They got high booths. You have plexiglass between the booths. Some of these folks went out and spent money to alter the inside of their places. It's no more dangerous than pulling up beside somebody in a vehicle. I mean, your windows are up. You pull up somebody beside somebody in a red light.
Joe, they say it is. They say because you're chewing and you're talking and your mouth is open, and that's the most dangerous environment there is. This is all I'm saying.
Right. And at the casinos, folks are talking as well. They're sipping. They're not allowed to serve alcohol. I get it. But you can drink your coffee. You can drink your iced tea. You can drink your ginger ale. Nobody's talking. There's no talking whatsoever while you're sipping on your coffee or you're sipping, you know, so they're still eating. They're still drinking there. It's their masks are down. People are talking. It's just a reasonable request. That's all.
Joe Tamalini from Tamalini's, the email that just came out. As restaurants and taverns open August 14th, the restaurant revolution is setting the industry standard. 6 feet distancing or physical barriers. Heightened levels of cleansing and disinfecting. Follow all CDC guidelines. Joe, and then you write on your page, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. I would argue that you are going rogue because, in essence, ostensibly, my friend, you are ignoring the order, 25%, are you not, and or are not a lot of restaurant owners. Isn't that the message here, sir?
A lot of restaurant owners are. Mostly the taverns are the people that are, you know, the bars and taverns that are just not allowed to open whatsoever. I mean, I've been allowed to open. I've been following all the governor's orders, and we will continue to follow all the orders.
Hold on, Joe. Let me interrupt you, though. You're not saying that here. In this, and we got to be specific here. In this news release, it doesn't say that. It says 6 feet social distancing. In essence, are you not telling every single restaurant owner out there, throw the 25% out the window, follow these guidelines? Yes.
The restaurant revolution is saying that. Exactly what the restaurant revolution is. They're setting the standard.
And
they,
so
you have to.
And so are
do or die.
Are thousands of restaurants risking because a bar was shut down downtown just last night? Are you and others willing to risk having the restaurant shut down by violating this 25% rule, sir?
Well, what are you worried about shutting? You're shut down. The restaurant revolution is looking to get them open. They're already shut down. At 25%, you're shut down. I mean, you're not operating. You know, you're already shut down. This is getting them open. This is them. This is the restaurants and taverns saying, yeah, we're going to open. You know, we have to open. Right now we are shut down. Where is the 25%? Where did we pull that out of? Where did that come from? What is the end game? So what numbers do we have to get to? We've reached out to the governor
right
on many occasions.
You have.
We've tried everything we could. We've heard secondhand that the governor had no interest in discussing this at all. We've reached out. We've tried all the avenues, Marty. What do you do now? You know, at this point, what's the end game? What are we waiting for? Zero cases? I mean, then he wants to shut down football. He wants to high school sports. I mean, you know, so it's perfectly okay for the stock boy that makes $10 an hour stand in Giant Eagle with thousands of people coming through, and it's not okay to do anything else. Come on, we're just asking to be treated like everybody else. That's all.
Are you concerned?
And if the bars don't follow it, if there's the people that don't follow it, we're asking. If you're just open 100%, we're asking for severe penalties. We're fine with that. We're just asking to be treated safe. As long as we do it safely, we're asking to be treated like every other business right now.
Are you willing to come under the scrutiny now because you're announcing this? Are you willing to be a target maybe of investigators who say, go check out Joe T's? We think he's more than 25%. Are you concerned you might be targeted, sir?
I'm safe. I mean, everybody there is completely safe. It's all... There's no reason to think it's an unsafe environment. I mean, it just is. It's no different than what everybody else is doing. It's as safe as going to Giant Eagle. It's as safe as going to Home Depot. It's as safe to going to casinos or Sandcastle or anywhere else.
You don't want to answer me, do you? Are you afraid you're going to be a target, Joe?
I've been a target for the entire time. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to close, right? So what's the difference? People say, oh, they're going to take your liquor license. You know, again, not necessarily for me, but a lot of these places are crying out. There's fire halls that can't operate. 70% of the revenue generated goes to the volunteer fire departments. They're closed. Mun Hall, they're closed.
It's true.
There's no volunteer fire department.
Destroyed.
What are they going to do? you got to generate some revenue. If you're scared, you shouldn't go. You shouldn't go. But 6 feet, physical barriers, heightened levels of cleaning and disinfecting, all these things, keeping everybody, the safety of our guests and our staff is the most important thing right here.
Joe Tamalini, you're my man. I fully support anything you folks do, and I'm right on with this, Joe. Thank you, my brother.
Love you, Marty.
All right, man. Great stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.